Welcome to This is America. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. These are important days for makers of sweets and sellers of flowers, for owners of fine restaurants and publishers of greeting cards, for salespeople at clothing stores, and for all the people whose job is to make other people's hair and fingernails look their best.
These are important days because soon it will be February 14th, Valentine's Day. This week on our program, we ask three generations of people what the holiday for love and romance means to them.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
We begin with the youngest generation. 16-year-old Jara was with a group of Chinese students visiting the United States. What does Valentine's Day mean to her?
I know that's a Western festival for lovers who date or they love each other. We are not allowed to date in high school.
She explains that some people in China may celebrate Valentine's Day, but China also has its own version. It is based on the story of a fairy from heaven who comes to earth and marries a cowhand on a farm. In the end, they are permitted to meet just once a year on the seventh day of the seventh lunar month.
The girl named Zhinyu and the boy named Niulang, they are stars in the sky, so they meet each other in lunar month 7th in July each year once. We celebrate that day like the Valentine's Day in Western culture.
So how did February 14th come to be celebrated as it is? Explanations date back to ancient Rome, but nothing is sure. Not even the identity of the Roman Catholic saint celebrated by this day. As a result, in 1969, the Church removed St. Valentine's Day from its official worldwide calendar of Catholic feasts. But the popular meaning of Valentine's Day continues to capture hearts around the world, even if not always on February 14th. Camila and Nietzsche were among a group of Brazilian youth ambassadors visiting the United States.
We have Valentine's Day, but in a different day. It's June 12th.
So in Brazil, I would translate as the day of the couple. And it's like you don't give friends or family gifts. You give your boyfriend or your girlfriend. And the guys, they are sometimes pretty boring because they like to give chocolate and flowers. And girls are tired and sick of that.
Yeah.
So I believe I'd better give a hot Brazilian kiss. It would be better in the day of the couple.
I'm laying here dreaming, staring at the ceiling, wasting the day away. The world's flying by our window outside, but hey, baby, that's okay. This feels so right, I can't be wrong so far. As I can see where you wanna go, baby, I'll do anything.
Next, we talk to some college students. Jack Feldman is from Iowa in the American Midwest. What is his best Valentine's Day memory?
Any and all Valentines where I actually had a girlfriend.
And the worst memory?
All the other ones.
He remembers as a child choosing Valentine cards to give to his classmates, a tradition for American school children.
I always tried to get like the coolest one, you know, like the Pokemon ones, and trying to give them out to everybody. I only wanted to give them all the cute girls, but you had to give them to everybody back then.
Andrew Shim is 22 years old, from Maryland. We asked him what American teenagers like to do for Valentine's Day. He listed the usual: chocolate, a movie, maybe go to a party. But then We asked him if he had ever done anything special.
Oh, yeah, I actually made my own chocolate at home, but I kind of messed it up. But it tastes, it was okay, and I gave it to the person I like. And it didn't turn out well, but, you know, I mean, it was a nice memory, like good experience making chocolate, yeah.
Andrew Shim and Jack Feldman are doing college internship programs in Washington. So are these three international students we are about to meet, starting with Jung Kim from Seoul.
And normally in Korea, we the girls take the opportunity to give out chocolates to guys that they have a crush on.
So in Mexico, we're used to like for more for couples, not like so like for friends and stuff. It's a cool day because everybody gets to give balloons to and chocolates and all that stuff to the person you're like in a relationship with or whatever.
In Canada, it's pretty much the same as the U.S. It's very consumer-based, where we buy chocolate, we go to the restaurant, have a romantic dinner. Every day should be Valentine's Day, right?
Those last two voices were Katya from Mexico and Sonia Ziadeh from Montreal, Canada.
World was on fire, no one could save me but you. Strange world desire will make foolish people blue. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you.
Now we talk to a group of parents. They all live in the Washington area and are involved together in the Boy Scouts of America. Ming Hong Ward came to the United States from China in 1989. What does Valentine's Day mean to her?
I was in college when I came to United States, and it was interesting that in America they celebrate people in love and express love to each other. Because in China, people are very reserved and they do not show appreciation openly.
Andrea Liddell says she and her husband exchange cards for Valentine's Day.
I look forward to getting flowers, and if I'm really lucky, a date. We get to go out together.
And what is her best Valentine's Day memory?
I knew you'd ask that. Valentine's Day, when I've been surprised, we had like a surprise, we got to go out to someplace very fancy, didn't really know it was going to happen ahead of time. That was a really lovely one. It involved a lot of food that time.
And her worst memory.
Let me get back to you on that. In college, the boyfriend who absolutely forgot Valentine's Day. That hurt my feelings. So there you go. That was the worst one.
Lori and Bob Dacey have been married for 20 years. Any special memories of Valentine's Day?
I don't remember anyone in particular. I mean, pretty much the same. Like, we'll just celebrate, exchange cards, maybe go out to dinner. So once we had the children, Valentine's Day, I think, came more about them. We were starting to give them gifts and treats and really not going out in the evening anymore for that day.
And Bob, I mean, what's a typical gift, Valentine's Day gift that you buy?
Oh, candy and sweets all the time. And we always have those little hearts. That's what my fondest memory is, too, of the little Valentine's hearts that come out once a year, little candies with little nice kind of love sayings on them.
And what does Valentine's Day mean to their children in school?
In school, I think it means exchanging cards and getting a candy or multiple candies.
And they exchange cards. They sometimes decorate nice little boxes so they can put Valentine's in each other's box in school.
Bob Steinrauf has been married for almost 28 years. What does he think of Valentine's Day?
I think it's actually a good opportunity to remember those things that we want to do on Valentine's Day, you know, special things for the spouse or whoever. You probably ought to do them year-round because so often, especially with guys, you'll say, oh, hey, we had Valentine's Day. I got you roses. I got you chocolate. That says I love you. What more do we need? But I think it's really a call to make sure you remember to do that during the day, during the week, during the months before and after Valentine's Day.
Does he follow his own advice?
You would have to get the second opinion from my wife.
I will say Heidi later.
Sometimes, yes, but not as much as I ought to.
And sometimes, as the old saying goes, it is the thought that counts.
Early in our marriage, my wife came. She was going to school and working late and driving home, so I baked a cake. Now, it was not just any old cake. It came in the round cake pans and baked it, but then attempted to cut out a heart, used pink icing, and decorated it. Now, the sides of the cake fell apart tremendously, but that was probably the best thing I could have done. She looked at it. It was pathetic. She goes, "Oh, I love you." So that was a nice Valentine's Day.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Not everyone is a big fan of Valentine's Day. This is Joe Durso, 20 years old, from Louisville, Kentucky. What does it mean to him?
Nothing, and I'm not even sure when it is. If I was in the chocolate business, I think I would probably support it. Or in the flower business, but it doesn't really... It isn't really something that matters to me, so...
This seemed to be a dissenting opinion, though, at least among the people we spoke to. Next, we meet a group of friends from a social club in Northern Virginia, including Marge Lubelai. Reporter Nancy Steinbach asked her what she does on Valentine's Day.
I usually get together with a daughter and a granddaughter, and we go out to dinner and exchange gifts. I'm a widow, and so this is a fun time for me.
How about before, when you were single and younger?
It wasn't that important. But when I was married, it was always a dozen red roses from my husband. So it was special.
Sally Margolis also lost her husband, but two of her four children live locally. So on Valentine's Day, she might go out to dinner with one of them or babysit for her grandchildren.
I think it's a nice remembrance. It's a nice holiday. I think it's a meaningful holiday just to be nice to people and to remember people.
Greg Ogden would agree with that.
I think probably with some of the nicest ones, that they're the more memorable ones, back when I was a teenager. And I enjoyed those. The family celebrated Valentine's Day in a little bit bigger way than we do now. So there was a bigger meal. There was a girlfriend involved, sometimes invited over to our house as well, and for the meal and part of the family, and cards back and forth. When you're teenagers, you don't quite know what to write on there, and little O's and X's for kisses and things like that. You know, you brought back a moment of nostalgia for me. I thank you for that.
We leave you with these words from another one of the friends, Nancy Lang.
Valentine's Day is a wonderful opportunity for people to refocus on what love is all about. Because it's sharing, it's giving. Love is a strange element of our lives, but it's very important because without it, you have nothing.
Oh, the glory of true love is a wild and precious thing. It don't grow on old magnolias or only blossom in the spring. Know the glory of true love is it will last your whole life through. Never will go out of fashion. Always will look good on you.
Our program was written by Avi Arditi and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. We would love to have you join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.
long before I met you, darling. Lord, I thought I had it all. I could have my lunch in London and my dinner in St. Paul. I got some friends in Albuquerque.